Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 23rd. And then it was this morning, overnight ebot prices were March corn down 2¾ cents at 672, March wheat up 4 cents at 848¼, and March beans up 16 cents at 1651. 1655 was the high in March beans. We're still about 30 cents away from new contract highs in the wheat. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of new crop beans to China. We've got dry weather in the plains and cold weather, so that should support wheat out here. Like I said, the contract high is 874¾ in the March wheat. We're about 30 cents away from that. So, we could certainly move toward that price level by the end of the week. Again, I wouldn't be surprised to see contract highs the last Friday of the month on this Friday. Could be the last day of the month, which would be Monday, somewhere in that time frame. Maybe we make some highs. We expect to see a wetter weather in southern Brazil, which will be helpful. Argentina's had some really good rains, so we don't see a worsening problem in South America, though it's obviously pretty bad, which is why beans are at $16.50 and new crop is at $14.75. A big question today, is Putin going to be happy taking over the two provinces in Ukraine that he's taken? Will he back down now? The U.S. sanctions, are nothing that we haven't expected. President Biden said yesterday he's putting sanctions on two banks in Russia, one where Putin gets and moves his money around, and the other bank is where they finance their defense department. So that could be an issue for them. Other sanctions include going after the elites and freezing their money and not giving them access to U.S. markets. That could put the pressure on the elites to put some pressure on Putin. And, we'll see where all this goes if these sanctions actually do some good out here. The bonds are down just a few ticks here this morning. Silver and gold are just down a little bit. The stock market's up 243, which is a sign that maybe things are settling down in Ukraine. Crude oil is down 23 cents a barrel, another sign that things may be settling down. But I'm not sure that the wheat market, with the dryness we're seeing in the plains and the beans, with the mess that they've got down in South America, still can't move higher. Now we have the Ag Forum Thursday and Friday, that should give us a pretty good idea of what they're expecting on corn acres. I would agree that we're going to see a few lower corn acres and more bean acres. The question is how much. That's really about it. I expect another fairly wild and volatile day here today. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.